Among other things, these standards require kindergarten attendance before going on to the first grade, mandate smaller classes from kindergarten through the third grade, a limit of 20 by 1987 per class, 4 years of English, 3 years of math, 3 years of science, 3 years of social science, and appropriate computer instruction for high school graduation, and then specific additional requirements for accredited high schools. A longer school year slightly, more instructional time in the school day, longer years of mandatory attendance. Our state, now it's legal to drop out of school after the eighth grade in Arkansas now. We have a 32% high school dropout rate. We have as many people dropping out of high school every year as we have going through our adult education program. We've got to turn that around. We have state standards on discipline and homework for the very first time. And a lot of other things that I think are very commendable, which I would just refer you to the booklet to see. We thirdly are trying to take some new initiatives in the education, certification, and evaluation of teachers and administrators, which I think are very, very important. The most controversial part of my plan is a plan which would require all existing administrators and teachers to take an inventory test in basic skills and in the area in which they're certified. And if they flunk the test, would provide interest-free loans, which then can be taught off over a period of 3 years to go back and seek academic enrichment in the summertime. But if the tests are not ultimately passed by 1987, when the final standards come into effect, then the certification could not be continued, either in 1987 or at the end of the teacher certification period, whichever comes latest. As you might imagine, this is a very controversial thing. No other state in the country is doing it. I believe in it. If you want to talk about it later, I'd be happy to discuss it, but that's not what I've been asked to discuss. We are proposing tax increases. I've proposed an increase in the sales tax, the severance tax, the corporate income tax, and the repeal of certain exemptions on the sales tax law. Together, these will probably raise a net of in the neighborhood of $170 million. 70-something percent of the money will go to public schools, the rest to higher education and vocational and adult education. The heart of the whole program, though, is the school standards, the standards which were developed by my wife and her committee in the course of 5 months of backbreaking effort in which hearings were held in all the counties of the state, and subcommittees worked hard to try to develop new and innovative ways of measuring student performance and demanding high standards.